Hello, Internet.
That was awkward.
Alvin, that was terrible. Hello, Internet.
Thank you, Jay.
We can't properly kick off a show without a good hello, Internet.
So what's happening?
Well, apparently Weird is shoveling.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming it's snow.
Yeah.
And I have the whole snow thing is unknown to me. But I know both of, well, Brita doesn't shovel snow. She has minions for that.
Yes. She gets staff.
But I know Jay has shoveled snow. And I know Brita knows about shoveling snow.
I have shoveled snow in the past.
Right. So
I just do not.
So let me ask you this. As denizens of the north, of the Arctic.
Beyond the wall.
Frigid wastelands. Yes. What did they call those? The
Wildlings.
The wildlings, yes. Sitting there waiting for the glacier to come. When you have a big snowstorm like this, my assumption is that shoveling snow in a snowstorm is stupid and pointless. Is it not better to wait until it's over to shovel?
Mm.
It depends on how much snow you're supposed to get.
Yeah, it really depends.
Because if you're going to get like a ton, like 2 feet, you're way better off hitting it like 4 or 5 times when it's only like 6 inches deep.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're only going to get 6 to 8 inches, then yeah, you wait till it's done and then you do it. But if you're going to get a lot, or if it's going to snow like slowly over a long period of time, you're just better off, because the one thing you do not want to do is drive it. You don't. Yes. You drive over it, your driveway, forget it. It's ice. It's just this awful crap.
You get like these two like ruts of ice down the center of your driveway.
And they make shoveling impossible.
Yeah.
Huh.
I really want a flamethrower.
I would have expected the whole just wait till it's over and then shovel it.
Well, okay. Shoveling like 4 inches of snow.
Yeah,
sure.
A bunch of times is a lot easier than trying to dig out like 2 feet of snow once.
Huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things you go out and it also depends on what type of snow. If it's the light fluffy stuff, you can let it get a foot and a half tall. Doesn't
sure.
matter.
Mm-hmm.
So like the Eskimos, do you have like 67,000 words for snow?
We should.
No, just one, and it's a four-letter word, conveniently.
somebody on Facebook, I think it was Bradley, asked me the other day. He's like, so in Cleveland, do you get, like, the light, fluffy snow, or do you get the wet, heavy snow, or do you get, like, the snow over ice? And I was like, we get all of that.
Yes.
We get all snows. You know, we are like Eskimos. We have, you know, multiple different types of snow.
Yes.
Jay, speaking of snow, if you go outside, like, in the wintertime and it's starting to get cold, can you tell if it's going to snow just
Absolutely.
By the smell in the air? Oh, you don't smell!
I don't smell, but you can feel it.
You
can feel that it is going to snow.
Yeah, there you do have a sense of it, though, even though you don't
smell.
Yes,
and I know people with functioning nostrils can actually smell it.
Yeah.
Is that like smelling water?
Yes. I guess so.
Well, snow would be water. So.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like how you can smell rain when it's coming, and you can smell.
Yeah, it's like that.
You know, when you get within a few miles of the ocean, you can smell the ocean, and, you know.
Yeah, it is like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But there is a particular snow smell.
Huh.
We had snow today, but not a whole lot. I guess it passed us by and went east. Ha ha!
Now, what Brita considers not a lot, and what I consider not a lot, are probably different things.
Well,
you probably
no,
got
I mean, like, we really inches. Didn't get a lot. No, not even that. I can still see the grass. It's like nothing. Okay. We didn't even do our
that
didn't
amount
even do
nothing,
the driveway.
That amount of nothing would paralyze Houston. It would be. Remember the Great Atlanta Ice Storm a few years ago? It would be like that.
Where the cars caught on fire and stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
People just abandon them on the highway.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh about that.
Took me 3 days to get home. How far away were you? I was half a mile from home, but I sat and nobody ever came for me. I'm sorry to say I have a sad announcement.
Uh-oh.
And if you were a member of the Squirrel Report group on Facebook, you would have seen this because Brita posted it earlier. I should save this for Weird because he would think it was funny. The Seattle Aquarium has canceled the Octopus Sex Act. Apparently, each Valentine's Day, the aquarium invites people to come watch the octopuses have sex. Because
get it on.
Because, you know, tentacles, man.
Apparently, it's widely attended by the Japanese.
And so they've canceled it because apparently one octopus was going to eat the other one or something.
It's because they taste like calamari.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, octopus is good. They were afraid the male octopus was just right themselves. Oh, Weird's missing out. The male octopus is too big for the females. That's what she said.
Isn't that usually the case with octopus, though?
Too big for the females who are 30 to 40 pounds, and he may eat them.
Lovely. That's a weird date night.
Yeah. Well, hey. Let's go see the octopus have sex.
Are they meant for the octopus? At least they don't have to worry about where they're going.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
You will just stay in.
Yeah.
Girl, you look lovely. You look delicious tonight. I mean it literally.
Tentacles.
And then if the female gets pregnant and lays eggs, then she dies.
Yeah. That's it.
The female will lay eggs and then tend to the eggs and, you know, protect the eggs and keep, like, blowing oxygen through the eggs and, like, tend to them. And she will starve herself to death because that's all she will do is take care of the eggs until they hatch.
Yep.
Yep. Octopus. You know, as smart as they are, because they are really smart animals, all of these things are like, we should be thankful for them. They don't have any skeletons, so they can't come out of the water. And then, like, the whole breeding aspect is a little iffy.
Right.
And, you know, it's probably good.
Well, they also...
It's probably a good thing, because they can't evolve to, like, come out of the water and take over the planet.
Well, they also don't really have any sort of language where they can, you know, record things and teach the next
that
generation.
You know of.
Well, they don't have a written language.
They don't
that
have a rhythm.
Know of.
What? Yeah, that's true.
Dancing octopi.
They could be making secret octopus tablets down in the bottom of the ocean. We wouldn't know.
You don't know.
They have the O pad.
Yeah, that's right.
The whole camouflage thing freaks me out about octopus. They're just they can change the texture of their skin and the color and the whole.
Instantaneously, too.
Yeah.
And seemingly without having to see what it is they're next to either, which is freaky.
I don't know. They're aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens,
but they do
man.
Taste good when they're battered and fried.
They do. They're delicious.
I wouldn't know.
I've actually kind of stopped eating octopus because I feel like I'm eating like a really sentient being that could probably do math, and I'm
those are the tastiest ones.
Brita doesn't like eating predators.
Yeah, that is another thing. I don't like eating predators because I don't know.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing pigs can't count.
Well, pigs are pigs predators are just kind of more like
they're omnivores,
scavenger.
Scavenger. Yeah. I don't know. Well, they're delicious. They're more delicious than octopus, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Yes, I will give you that.
And more versatile, because, sausage, bacon, ham, pork roast.
Yep. Delicious pig.
There is a restaurant in Cleveland, and I'm so tempted to like, say I want to go there for my birthday, or or something, but you can, they will serve you half of a pig's head. Ooh. I think it's, yeah, it's half of a pig's head. So it's basically like, you know, and it's barbecued and roasted and whatever.
We're talking smoked. Like upper half, lower half, left side, top.
Left side or right side.
Ah.
Yeah. So you get it like a pig's head face.
Man, bear, pig.
Yeah. And apparently it's delicious. It sells out all the time because people love it. And I don't think it's I don't think it's a meal for one person. I think you have to kind of share it with your friends. But I have never eaten a, you know, face before.
Yeah, I don't like eating things with faces still on them.
Oh, still on them.
Right. You know, like,
yeah. Where it's looking at you.
Yeah, where it's got the eyeball staring at you or something, like fish and stuff. I always want to have the you know, fillet the
supposed
damn
to be delicious.
Fish. I don't want to eat it with the eyeball staring at me. That's just not a thing. And, crap.
What?
There was something I wanted to. So let's get this out of the way. Does anyone have, well, the whole Trump Muslim ban?
Except it, okay.
it isn't a Muslim ban.
Right.
Well, so the people that are trying to fight it are really cagey. They started off filing a suit in one of the most liberal courts in the most liberal part of the country, Washington. And they go, oh, the judge was a Bush appointee. He was a liberal. You know, because, I mean, clearly the president has the ability to, I mean, look at all the times that, you know, every president has said, oh, no, we can't have people, you know, come in from right. That country. They do it all the time. The Obama administration are the ones that picked out these countries. It wasn't the Trump administration. So they're right. They're playing this game of politics where it's like, oh, we're going to, you know, they did it in Washington, which, you know, the Court of Appeals for Washington is the 19th Circuit Court, which is like the most liberal, flaky, goofy ass court in the country. And so this thing's going to the Supreme Court. Now the Supreme Court is still 4-4.
For now.
Well, this case is going to get to the Supreme Court before Trump's appointee gets confirmed.
Sure.
I mean, it'll probably be there like next week. I mean, it's that.
Well, I'm sure we can count on John Roberts to do the right thing, right?
Well, see, that's what I'm bringing up. I mean,
I'm still bitter about that.
You would think it'd be a slam dunk because clearly the president has the constitutional authority.
Right.
This
is like
say,
one of the few things the president should be doing.
It is one of the few things that the president has absolute power over is to decide some countries you can't come here. Sorry.
Until we figure out a better vetting.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, it was clearly obvious that the, you know, Obamacare was unconstitutional as written. Thank you, Judge Roberts. So what do you think when this thing hits the Supreme Court?
It's going to be interesting. I mean, what stands out at me is how badly the left and the media, but I repeat myself, are lying, obfuscating, and just basically muddying the water on this.
Oh,
there's no mention that Obama picked the countries. They call it a Muslim ban, even though literally 90% of the world's Muslims are unaffected.
Right.
You know, we
It's not even a ban, really. It's a temporary.
Right. It's a pause.
Yeah, it's a temporary halt while
for 90 days.
Yeah, while we decide if we need, you know, if there's anything we can do to figure out who these people are that are coming in. So, yeah, they're lying their asses off.
And the stories they're coming up with defy credibility. It's like, oh, this man's mother needed life-saving surgery.
Lie.
And she's denied it. She died. And then you find out that, oh, yeah, she died weeks before the ban went into effect.
Yeah.
You lying fucks. Yeah. You know, it's like, serious is your position if you have to egregiously lie to make it?
Right. And then they trot out the whole, oh, we're a nation of immigrants. But, yeah, we're a nation of legal immigrants.
Yep.
And the left loves to obfuscate. It's like the gun thing, you know. It's like they love to obfuscate semi-auto and full auto.
Right. That's a perfect analogy.
And they love to obfuscate the legal versus illegal immigrant issue. You know, we're a nation of immigrants, half our population immigrant, blah 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 blah. And you know, because they don't, you know, international socialism hates borders. They don't want borders. That's why they love the EU so much, because they had that whole, you know, no borders thing. But they lie about that. They lie about the religious basis of the ban. They lie about
make shit up.
Yeah,
you know. Oh, and their baby needed a life saving surgery. Okay, so you're going to put an infant on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't make sense. It's easily refutable, and yet nobody does it.
Right.
Nobody says, wait a second here. Hold on. You're feeding us a line that is clearly false.
Yeah.
What else are you muddying the waters about?
Everything.
Oh, no. Trump hates immigrants. No. He doesn't even hate illegal immigrants. He just doesn't want them here.
Isn't he married to an immigrant?
You know, details. Come on. Again, you know, they lie because they can get away with it.
That reminds me of there's some author, and I forget who, is it Brad Torgerson? I can't remember. But he's married to a black woman, and they keep calling him racist.
Yes.
I mean, you can't. If a man is married to an immigrant, he is not anti-immigration. You know, it's just not. It's not possible.
Well, she's not one of the right ones.
Well, yeah, that's.
I mean, you know, it's like Republican women really aren't women.
Well, of course not.
You know.
Your heretics.
Republican blacks or Uncle Toms.
Your sex traitors.
Senator Scott. Tim Scott from South Carolina was reading some of the hateful tweets he's been getting.
That poor guy.
Leaving out the ones that use the N-word.
Yeah. And they were still awful.
Here's the compassionate left that is colorblind and lives in a world idealized by Dr. Martin Luther King. And their followers
coexist, right? Coexist. What's that? Coexist.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And here they are sending him these hateful messages because he's a conservative. Because he's not really black.
I heard a cat. Like, is it feeding time?
No. Ronan is having a freak out. He's like running from room to room, freaking out.
Everyone has
about nothing.
Cat meow.
Right meow.
I don't know what's going on.
I call shenanigans.
Yeah, something's up. That's funny. You could hear him loud and clear.
Yeah, he's all the way in the dining room, too.
I think my cats are all asleep. Yeah, they are. So, Instant Pot update.
Uh-huh.
I made flavored rice with beef broth. Instead of water. It was delicious and it did not explode.
Not yet.
You people
making more and more powerful and Wi-Fi enabled cookery. Well, you're just daring the universe to blow up your
this
house.
This isn't Wi-Fi enabled, but yeah. Now I've read a
I don't understand the Wi-Fi enabled. Like, is it that hard to get up and push a damn button? Really?
Apparently it is. I don't know.
I don't get that. I'm like, okay. So
it's a gimmick, you know.
Well, I know it is, but I mean, anybody who cooks is like, okay, especially an instant pot. Yeah. It's like, okay, you put your stuff in the pot, you close the lid, you push the button.
Yeah.
And that's it. And like, so at what point, like, is there some sort of, do you want to do an instant pot time delay? Like, you know, I just don't understand it. It makes no sense to me.
I can kind of see it on a slow cooker.
Yeah,
because kinda. You know, the Wi-Fi would at least tell you when your house starts to burn. And
it's not a Wi-Fi smoke detector, Jay. It's just, I'm not sure what it does. Anyway, now I've read there's been several that have like exploded, or they claim they exploded, or they took the lid off and everything exploded. And you know, it got me to thinking that, you know, When you start dealing with pressure cookers, you're entering a realm of physics that most people aren't exposed to on a daily basis. The idea that water boils at higher temperatures when, under pressure, right?
Right. Lower temperatures under pressure.
No, it's higher temperatures under pressure. It's lower temperatures with less pressure until you get to a vacuum and it boils at any temperature. The higher the pressure, the higher the temperature the water has to be to boil, because boiling is a heat-created cavitation in the water, and it's directly related to
pressure. That's why everything cooks so fast.
Right, because it doesn't boil. Yeah. So what happens, these people, they overfill the thing,
and they
don't realize that it's hotter. There's not enough pressure. You know, they can open the thing, and then suddenly they've, you know, even a, you know, half a pound of pressure is enough to have the instant pot not boil. Right. But that's enough to, the seal is loose enough that you can take the lid off. And then what happens is you've released this pressure. All of a sudden your overfilled instant pressure cooker hits room atmospheric pressure and it instantly boils, which means everything in your pot erupts.
Right.
Whoosh. And they specifically, if you bother to read the directions, it says, don't overfill it. There's like
there's even a line, right?
There's like a maximum fill line. You're not, don't put it past that line. And
why would they give you more space if they didn't want to use it?
It's like the, you know, scalded by hot coffee thing. It's like these, it's the people that just shouldn't. I'm sorry. Some of you are not smart enough to have a pressure cooker.
You're the people that should burn down your own houses.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. It's like the story you used to hear about the microwave oven, the people that take the interlock off the microwave oven because they didn't want it to stop. They didn't want it to be able to, you know, put food in without, you know, just weird stuff like that. And you're like, well, no, what are you doing? No. Anyway, food rant.
I'm making a cheesecake next week. Apparently there's this magical Instant Pot cheesecake. And I have tried a regular cheesecake in the oven, and I for some reason I have never been able to be successful at it. But there is this Instant Pot cheesecake that is foolproof and comes out perfect every time, and I'm going to be making it for Valentine's Day. And
that's what I love about the Instant Pot.
I'm sure it will be edible.
It's so formulaic.
We'll see.
You do this, do this, do this, push the button, put it this amount of time, and you're done. There's none of this, no judgment involved whatsoever. You know, I'm so sick and tired of vague recipes. It's like, you know, put a pinch of this in, you know, season to taste. That's one of the worst. Season to taste. What the fuck does that mean? You know, cook it till it's done. Or, you know, I mean, there's all these... All these
pumpkin weird, with pork.
Pasta. You have to test
all these weird cooking things that, you know, you don't know what they are. They're so inexact.
Jay, how do you test your pasta to see if it's done?
I eat it.
You taste it.
Yes.
Somebody told me once that you can take a piece of spaghetti, and if you pull it out of the pot and you throw it against the wall and it sticks, it's done.
Yeah, I do that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
I don't believe in wasting pasta.
It doesn't work with penne pasta, or does it?
It's got to be like spaghetti or what's the thinner one? Vermicelli.
Angel hair or linguine.
It's got to be the stringy. If the diameter is bigger than there's a ratio. It's got to, you know.
It's the physics of pasta.
Well, if the center of gravity is far enough out, it's going to fall off the wall and hit the ground anyway. It's got to be enough.
It's not a matter of where it grips it.
It could be conceivable. Well.
Oh. That was a Monty Python reference, Breed. I know you don't care for them.
Yeah, well.
Still no weird. He must be.
He must have. He's dead in his snowbank from a heart attack.
He's snow shoveling the equivalent of the Aegean stables.
He's weird Achilles.
Yeah. They were supposed to get hammered with a big. Oh, I read a thing. They were getting thunder snow.
Yes. In the Northeast. That's a song by AC/DC.
Thundersnow is fun.
Thundersnow.
Well, Thunder Buddies. The fans of Ted.
They call it a rare phenomenon, but I don't know.
It's not as rare as a snowball.
Didn't that happen every year in Cleveland, Brita? Thundersnow?
Thundersnow? Yeah. Not every year, but pretty often.
Yeah. I don't know.
It sounds different than regular thunder, like in the summertime.
Yep.
You know, I do have to say, I really don't miss it.
The snow?
Don't miss what? Snow? You get snow.
We get just enough of it. But we've had two storms. I don't think they added up to half an inch.
Oh, yeah. That
You're kidding me. Really?
Really. You get like a bare covering and it's gone the next day. And I'm perfectly happy with that.
Virginia is the South.
Yes, it is. It was very deliberate.
It's the north of the South, but it's still the South.
Especially with friggin' McAuliffe, but not for much longer. No, we just got the annual traveler's guide to firearm laws, and they rate every state on a scale of 1 to 100 as far as how good they are. Uh-huh. And Massachusetts is a 10. Virginia's a 93 or a 94.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty much causes whiplash.
Yeah. So, you want to talk about the gun laws? New Hampshire voted for constitutional carry.
Finally got constitutional carry.
How many states is that now?
11, like, I believe.
I think it was I think it's up to 12 now. I think it was 11. Oh.
You're right.
It's 11 or 12, which is...
It's weird, too, because some of them are resident only.
Right.
Which, like, I'm sorry, it doesn't count.
You got to have like a driver's license in that state or something. I don't know.
Yeah. If you want it to be called constitutional,
right,
then you need to... Somebody comes in. If I go to Vermont, I can carry concealed in Vermont, whether I have a permit or not. And that's constitutional.
Right. But, I think the silencer industry kind of shot themselves in the foot. They went out and talked about this, you know, Hearing Prevention Act, like it was a done deal.
Protection.
And then everyone was like,
you don't want to prevent hearing.
Oh yeah. Hearing Protection Act. hearing loss prevention is what I was thinking. Anyway, and so everybody was like, well, hell, I'll just wait.
Right. Forgetting the government works at what could best be described a glacial pace.
Right. Which was funny because it's like there was a computer company that went out of business because they did that. I think it was Osborne or somebody like that. Anyway, they came out with a computer. This was back in the 80s. They came out with this really cool computer. And then they said, they just released it. And they said, and our next one's going to be even cooler. And everybody's like, well, shit, I'll just wait for that one. And they were like, fuck. And they went out of business because they didn't have sales. And it's just the silencer industry kind of did that, you know, because you see all of a sudden in the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, you've seen several companies come out with these really inexpensive silencers. And yeah. you know they're positioning themselves for silencers being taken off the NFA or at least having the $200 tax. Right. Basically, they have to be taken off the NFA. It needs to be a 4473 style.
I'll be honest. Transfer. I'll pay the damn tax if I can just go in and get it that day.
Right. But even so, you're not going to pay a $200 tax on a $150 suppressor.
No.
So they're actually coming out with, like, for 22s and stuff, suppressors that are under $200.
In Inland Manufacturing, the people that picked up the M1 carbine.
Well, there you go.
They have a $189 suppressor. We covered it from Shaw.
Clearly positioned for
silencers
to come off the NFA. And everybody knows that. And everybody said, well, I'll just wait. And the other silencer companies are going, no, wait.
Hold on a second.
They're laying off people and they're having a big problem. Because, well, two things happened. One, everybody went out and bought one because of the, what was the Rule 41?
In July, yeah. Right.
So everybody that wanted one got one real quick then, because of the rule change. And then there was kind of a lull because everybody that wanted one got one. And now everybody's waiting to get theirs. And the new people that want one are waiting for the Hearing Protection Act thing, which, you know, may not pass this year even. We don't know.
Well, how long did the Protection of Lawful Commerce Act take to pass? Several years.
Right. So there's that. And then there's also the whole national concealed carry reciprocity, which if it ever passes, and I'm not sure it will. In fact, if I had to bet money, I bet it not passing. But if it ever did, I think it would be so watered. I think it would be I think what you would see is if they passed it where it said any, you know, like if you allow any, like, for instance, California, right? California would have to honor everyone else's concealed carry license because they issue concealed carry. I bet you the next day they'd pass a law that says no concealed carry.
That gets interesting, though. Because now you're just daring someone to bring that up to the Supremes on before being unconstitutional.
Do you think they would care about that in California?
Well, if it gets overturned and they're forced to go to shall issue, yes.
Yeah, but look at all the shit they're doing that if it ever hits the Supreme Court will get overturned. They're passing stuff left and right that will absolutely not withstand
none of which is worth going to the wall for. You say no concealed, you know, no carry whatsoever.
Well, that's already effectively no carry. I mean, for residents of Cal, for non-residents, there's no concealed carry.
Counties, it's a lot like Massachusetts in that there are areas of California where they hand off permits to anybody that qualifies.
Right, but they're rural counties and they're in the eastern part of California. They're not Los Angeles County or San Francisco County. So, you know, for the vast majority of the population of California, there is no concealed carry. Unless, you know the police chief. So I think it would be real easy for them to pass, you know, a law. I don't know. I think
you'd be more likely to see they just stop. If they came out and said we no longer issue concealed carry permits, you don't have to recognize it. Right. You know what would be awesome? What? If Trump said, "Fine, then you're not getting any federal money," and
he's already almost doing that over the sanctuary city thing.
Yep. which he has every right to do.
Yeah,
and you know, it's,
they'll sue about that too. And then California's going, well, we just won't send any money to the federal government. I'm like, good luck with that.
Yeah. Let us know how that goes. Remember the water you used to get from Las Vegas?
Yeah, I know. The Colorado River that is the Colorado River, not the California River.
Not the California River?
And I'm pretty sure the Colorado River goes through federal land before it hits California. So, you know.
We're just going to build this giant dam here. We're going to call it the Fuck You California Dam. And you can call it Fuck for short.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness.
I almost want to see a California secession.
I definitely want to see it because we'd never have another Democratic president.
I think it would be hilarious.
That's really odd because Texas is always threatening it. But California is like really serious about it.
Well,
it seems like a good idea. And then they're going to put the crack pipe down and be like, oh, shit, what happened?
Yeah, we're so in debt. Oh, my God. Yeah.
We have no water. We're a net producer of produce. Yeah, for about 8 seconds until they shut the water off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, you can't build enough desalinization plants to supply the Southern California Valley with water for all that food.
Yeah. Remember the crops you used to have?
Yeah. Remember the electricity you used to have?
Yeah.
That'd be funny. And then they'd have to petition to come back as a state.
Petition, beg, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Supplicant.
Well, they could do a thing. Remember, like when the Southern states were, after the Civil War, they basically had that's what they had to do. They had to petition to be readmitted into the Union. And one of the things they had to do was write a constitution for the state that was acceptable to the federal government, which is why a lot of states have some really a lot of southern states have some really bizarre constitutions that the northern states didn't have to do. Anyway, we could require California to have a state constitution that was acceptable to the to the existing federal government. The Donald J. Trump federal government. That would be funny. Sorry, hippies.
I think it'd be even funnier if they split California into like three or four states and concentrated, the liberal areas into one.
Well, you could have a northern,
like north, south, and east and west California.
Yeah. Yeah, because Central California and West and Eastern California are pretty.
Well, that's an interesting thing. We have North, South. We don't have any East states, do we?
What?
We got West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. North Dakota. Well, that's because we started in the East.
So wouldn't Connecticut just be West Rhode Island?
No.
And Vermont would be, West New Hampshire.
Well,
This is the sound of
parents. You know, it's funny because back then, welcome to the history podcast. Back then, Pennsylvania was the great Wild West.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the untamed wilderness.
Yeah.
Oh, heck. My grandmother came over in the 20s and to live with her sister and moved to Cleveland. I don't know exactly when. In the 40s, I would think, because that's when my uncles were born. But her sister lived in New York, like around New York City, and she wouldn't want to come out to Ohio to visit because she thought it was like, cowboys and Indians out here.
there's like bears and buffalo out there.
Yes, well, there probably was.
Yeah. No, there was not. Northeast Ohio in the 40s.
I don't know.
We have a lot of deer, but, you know, by that time, you know, all the Indian tribes had killed each other off.
Yeah, but to somebody in New York City, come on.
That's the wild hinterlands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy talk.
You would name like Cleveland.
Why would you want to leave civilization?
Right.
You know, it's funny because back, you know, I read a lot, and I've always read
now
a lot.
Growing up,
and I've read a lot because I read books that my parents had and grandparents had and all that kind of stuff because, you know, they were there. You know, the attitude from, I guess, from about the mid 1800s to about the mid the 60s, maybe, like New York City was like the place to go. It was like the center of U.S. civilization. I mean, it was like everybody went to New York City, and then it went to, you know, shit in the 70s, and nobody wanted to go to New York City anymore, unless you were like wanted to be like a actor or something on Broadway. But still, it was like people would like leave the farm and go to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leave the farm in Podunk Nothingsville and go to New York City. Cause
I think they still do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
it's still a pretty big deal.
But now it's too expensive. You can't afford to go there from Podunk, U.S. But, you know, used to be you could go live in a one-room tenement somewhere and, you know, it didn't cost much. You were living in the city. Now those buildings cost, you know, $500,000 for a cheap one.
I love hearing the rents. It's mind-boggling. You know, they talk about a studio apartment, 400 square feet, and it's $3,500 a month. And they're going, that's cheap.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, huh?
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, it is crazy.
Oh, that's a good
price.
Well,
you know, I hear about the prices of places where you live, Jay. And yeah, I think, yeah, oh, yeah. My God, what are they paying? What for what? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's and go to like Southern California. Go to Silicon Valley.
Oh yeah, it's crazy expensive there. Well, like, because the entire state of California has pretty much declared war on suburbs.
Right.
You almost can't build a new suburb development anywhere in California. So
why is that?
Because they don't like them. They've bought into that whole, you know, humans suck and we need to cram them all together in a city. They bought into that, you know, urban planning, you know, everybody live in a giant building and no cars and, you know, ride the public transportation everywhere and all that crap. So they've decided there's not going to be any more suburbs. And so existing single family houses are just going through the roof, even worse than they were, you know, in the 90s. So, which is, there's people that have, you know, jobs like the barista at Starbucks that's got to drive 3 hours to get to their job because they can't afford to live in, you know, San Francisco or, you know, Mountain View or any of those other places. Right. It's just too damn expensive.
They talk about the guys in Silicon Valley that have bought box trucks and are just living in them in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Showering it in their, you know, Google headquarters.
Right. Because they have the showers and stuff in the building. So they buy a camper, you know, Winnebago or something and
right.
Park it in the parking lot and just live there. Which is, you know, if you work at Google or one of those places.
You're a single person. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, your average camper is way bigger than a single person really needs.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you work, you know, 14 hours a day.
Right. And you get free food at the office, basically.
Yeah. You don't need a lot of refrigerator or storage space. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeesh. Yeah. 70, what would be a $70,000 house in Houston is, you know, is you know, a $100,000 plus house in Northern California. Crazy.
Yep. I don't know about Houston. Houston's moderately expensive.
No, it's not. Houston's dirt cheap. There are parts of Houston that are expensive.
Ah, okay.
I believe that's weird.
Hey, really?
Yep.
He lived. He did not die of a heart attack.
We don't know that.
I hope he has a cocktail in hand.
This could be Mrs. Weirdbeard calling in to tell us Weird died.
And I wish.
It is weird.
It is me.
Do you have a drink?
I do. A very
healthy
one.
You deserve a drink.
Very healthy one. As I just said to my wife, I said, it's not pretty, but it's done. After about 3 hours, I stopped giving a fuck.
So how much snow do you have at this point?
The true answer is I have no earthly idea, because it was so light and powdery that
it blows around.
Everything was drifting, like even like on top of like my trash cans, like it was all nice and rounded off from the wind. So I'd say 14, 15 inches.
That's a pretty decent snow there.
It was a decent snow. I expected it to move better, but it didn't.
You know what's the worst is when you're shoveling and then the plow comes by.
I've actually threatened the plow guy with a shovel. Got the hole. He was deliberately cutting in, like he was up on the lawn for a foot and a half. He's like, I like ran out with a big metal coal shovel.
Okay, that is fair. But I know our town puts out a flyer every year that it's just like the snow removal rules and where you're required to shovel your sidewalks and where you're not, and also some, and one of the things it says in like six different places, the plow drivers will not lift their blades in front of your driveway.
Yeah.
Stop threatening them.
They also, like, for the longest time, like, made sport of deliberately knocking everyone's mailbox over.
Oh, no.
You know, like, they would deliberately go down the street, knock everyone over.
How's that legal?
And, well...
Can you request that? Did you tell the town, like, especially if you've got like a reflector on it? Like, here's my mailbox with a reflector cut in half by a
somebody. Somebody went down the street and took a video where you could clearly see every mailbox flattened.
Yeah,
and went to the Board of Selectmen and was like, "Yeah, we need to have a chat with the guys that do the plowing." And then a new company came in. Imagine that.
Well, luckily,
I got to call shenanigans on your Houston is cheap, man.
What?
I went to realtor.com and it's like 2,200 square foot house, $420,000.
You're moving to Houston, Jay?
Yeah, but where are you looking in
Houston?
Jay? Yeah, but you
Inner Loop.
Okay.
Inner Loop.
Okay, near town Montrose. No, okay, so
4,400 square foot home, $1.6 million.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Northwest Houston, Spring Branch East, 4,400 square foot home, $1.15 million.
Dude.
I'm the realtor.com, man. I'm not making this shit up.
A 4,400 square foot house?
All right. 3,389 square feet. Hewitt
Jesus
Drive.
Christ, where you're looking at mansions.
That's not a mansion.
Who the fuck lives in a 3,000 square foot house?
I do.
Jay.
Jesus yep. Christ.
Ditto.
It might be more than that now that we finished the attic.
How the fuck can you afford to heat and cool the damn thing?
Virginia.
Mitsubishi.
God damn.
My heating bill's awesome. I love it.
I live, my house, the house I'm in now is 1,200 square feet.
Okay, here you go.
So first up, we don't have to worry too much about air conditioning. And two, when we Places south of the Mason-Dixon line don't give a fuck about heating their places. Generally. So you've just got like some sort of crappy electric heat pump. Like I've got a natural gas boiler. That son of a bitch goes and it heats the house up, and it does it well and efficiently. And it also heats up my water heater.
Well, two things you have to remember about Houston. One is inner loop. You're talking about inside 610, which is gentrifying like crazy.
All the
yuppie.
So you're moving to Houston, Jay?
They're tearing down.
Talking about real estate.
They're tearing down old shacky houses and they're building condos all over the and townhouses all over the place there.
And Alan commented that it was insanely high where I live, which it is. I'm not arguing. I said I thought Houston was in Houston. It's totally a where you are.
It is. Well, you got to remember, first off, Houston is bigger than about six states.
Yes.
So you really.
Then again, too, if you apply that same thing, if you go half an hour, 45 minutes west of me,
right,
you're West Virginia, and your real estate's real cheap,
right. And you get 30 minutes outside of Houston, and it's pretty damn cheap, too.
Actually, Alan, I'm going to call bullshit on that. Houston's definitely bigger than Rhode Island and Delaware, but what other states?
Hawaii.
Lots of states. I added it up once. There's like five or six states that are smaller than the square footage of greater Houston.
Well, fair enough. I'll give it to you on that one. Yeah.
So it's like Connecticut, Rhode Island, the Delaware. Actually,
Houston is bigger than Connecticut?
I'd have to go.
Greater Houston is 1,660 square miles.
It's more than that.
According to the Office of Management and Budget.
Yeah, go to the real sources like Wikipedia.
You have to look at the...
Real-time fact-checking.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we have more fact-checking than the mainstream media.
Only the best.
Alan, you'll have to give me the good real estate locations when Massachusetts secedes from the Union.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So the metro area of Houston is 10,000 square miles.
Well, that's the metro area. Now you're combining half of Texas into that.
No,
half of Texas.
That's just the metro area of Houston.
The four smallest are Hawaii, Connecticut, Delaware, and Rhode Island. It's 6,400 square miles, 4,800, 2,000, and 1,000.
Yeah.
And how do they count with Rhode Island? Do they count land mass or just incorporated area? Rhode Island is mostly water.
Well, and that's what made me laugh about the Super Bowl that was in Houston this past weekend. They issued a drone. I don't know even what they called it. Basically, they said an interdiction. They said for 34 and a half miles, and I don't know where they get 34 and a half miles, but for 34 and a half miles radius from the Super Bowl, the stadium, you couldn't fly a drone. And that's an area that's like almost twice as big as the entire state of Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck are they going to know if you do fly a drone?
Nope. That's just if they catch you. And if they catch you, that's because you're being an asshole.
Yeah, but. You know, the whole thing is what plus, and then they did a whole drone show over the stadium. And I was like, hey, thought they said you couldn't fly drones.
Yeah, says also when Chuck Schumer shows up with armed guards.
Yeah.
The rules are for little people.
Yeah, I know. But I just thought it was funny. There's like eight commercial airports. Who knows? God knows how many private airfields in that. In that area, you know, it's like the old, you know, the old lawyer thing. Don't ask a question. You don't know the answer already. And, you know, don't give an order, you know, won't get obeyed. Uh-huh. Don't pass a law that, you know, nobody will follow. You know, first off, nobody other than nerds like me, nobody, you know, the guy down the street, he doesn't know you can't fly the drone. It's not like they issued an amber alert that said, "Yeah, no drone flying."
Yep. Also, I want to know how many people actually fucking registered their drones.
Oh yeah, that's got to be one of the most ignored laws.
They had massive ever. Non-compliance in Connecticut. Oh wait, that was something else. So weird.
Yeah. Yes,
you don't have to get your New Hampshire permit.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, did it go through?
Yeah, like 290. It was like crazy.
Wow, oh, Hassan must be ready to commit suicide.
Oh, that is awesome, because that's one of my, like, so I used to have a New Hampshire permit.
And me then, too.
And then what's his face? Lynch went through and jacked up the price of, so it's $10 for residents. And yeah. It was $20 for non-residents. And for your that extra $10, you actually got a real card. I saw Marco's carry permit.
Yes.
Jay, you've seen it too. Marco has, it's just a piece of paper, and it's got like spelling errors and cross outs. And I mean, it's the most bullshit permit on earth. Like, as you said, Jay, you said it best. New Hampshire's carry permit is why bother.
It's literally the bare minimum you can do if you require a permit.
You literally fill out one page of information. You don't even give them a photograph. Like, I actually called them up. I'm like, it doesn't say anywhere. I had an extra passport photo. I applied for a bunch of outer state permits at once. And so I had an extra passport photo. So I dropped it in the envelope with everything else, and they just threw it away. But it doesn't even have a photo on it. And it's like, I think it took like longer than that for my non-resident one, but for residents, it's like 7 days and $10. And pretty much they just go, and some people, it's one of those, they'll just be like, yeah, sit down. I'll be right back. And
let me go print it up on my dot matrix printer.
Yeah. They just run it. It's literally why bother? Like, no training requirements, no nothing. It's just literally just show up and ask for a permit.
Look, I have a permit.
Yes.
That's all it is. It's
and
like,
so I had a New Hampshire permit, and then Governor Lynch jacked it up from $20 to $100.
Right.
And stated in his press release about changing the permit things, talked about how much money he would raise by increasing the out-of-state permit rate. So I quickly taught him an economic lesson and let my permit lapse and got my Florida permit. And Florida permit is good, but I think technically it needed to be a Florida resident permit, which my first Florida permit was. My second one, actually, I think Florida just did away with resident and non-resident permits. They just charge you different amounts, but it all looks the same, but it doesn't have any address information on it. It just has your name. So it was one of those like, but I've got my main permit. Main permit's now recognized. I'm not sure if it was resident or non-resident, but that's all I was just waiting for. It's one of those like, I'm still carrying in New Hampshire because no one's going to ask to see my permit ever.
Well, they especially won't ask now.
Yeah. Now they won't ask now. Good for them.
Which is funny because after McAuliffe overreached and tried to screw Virginia gun owners and got his everything slapped, We gained more states for our reciprocity, and New Hampshire was one of them.
Yep.
Awesome. Wonder how that'll work if they go to no permit.
It won't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's just like, I was like, yay, I can carry concealed New Hampshire again. And then like, oh, you don't need a permit. I'm like, fuck. It was very short-lived.
And it's open and concealed, too, in New Hampshire, isn't it? It's right. Constitutional. Yeah. It's however you want.
Well, in New Hampshire, it was, you could open carry without a permit, no matter what.
Right, right.
That's just a New England thing.
Yeah, because it applies for like 3 months out of the year, and then you need your permit.
Yes. But New Hampshire had the weird statement of
car.
You could not technically, you could not open carry in a car. There was no way to do it. As soon as you got into a car, you were now concealing.
That's weird.
It's super weird. I think they call it a revolver permit, actually.
That sounds like remember, those, Jay? That sounds like those jackasses that tried to claim that carrying your gun in a full flap holster was carrying concealed.
Yep.
Yeah, Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of a revolver permit, but except for, what is it, New Mexico? That requires what type of gun?
Actually, I think I've got my New Hampshire.
Which Texas is like, huh?
Texas oh, here did it is. That too.
State
Texas.
Of New Hampshire, non-resident pistol / revolver license.
Oh, okay.
I've got it right here.
Texas had a thing. I don't know if they still do, but when they first started their concealed carry thing, you had to, if you took the test with a pistol, then you could carry a pistol or a revolver. But if you took the test with a revolver, then you could only carry a revolver. And they marked it
and
on the license.
And everything you carried had to be the bore diameter of what you qualified with or smaller. So everyone qualified with a 1911 if they could, because there isn't much. If you qualify with a Desert Eagle 50, that's the trump card. That means you could carry that means that your Texas carry permit is like every other goddamn state's carry permit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carry whatever the fuck you want.
They stopped that. They haven't done
that. Did they stop that?
Oh yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. Everybody just does it with a Glock or whatever they got.
But is it still if I qualified with like a Smith & Wesson Model 10, could I then upgrade to a Glock and be fine?
Sure.
Cool. Good for them.
I think they even got rid of the revolver pistol thing. I don't think they do that anymore either, because that was dumb.
It is dumb.
The whole thing.
Especially since one of those, if you qualify with a revolver, you pretty much, I mean, a Glock pretty much is just a revolver that's flattish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no difference in the operation of. You for all intent. Well, first of all, take a Smith & Wesson concealed hidden hammer, you know, like the 4.42, 6.42.
Yeah.
There's literally no difference in how that operates versus a Glock as far as you pull the trigger, it goes bang.
And there's no mechanical safety.
Exactly. It's, you know, yes, one involves a cylinder rotating to fire the next shot, blah, blah, blah. Whereas one is, you know, the slide reciprocating. But
hey, Brita, chime in and tell us how much you care about all this.
What's that?
I'm listening. I'm learning.
Oh, man. So, anybody got predictions? We're almost.
Predictions on what?
I don't know. Anything.
I think the Patriots are going to win the hand egg bowl.
You know, I like how that became a microcosm, because Brady, Belichick, and Kraft were Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. And when the Patriots were getting beaten like a rented mule for three quarters of the game, everyone was crowing, oh, it's a reputation of Trump, blah, blah, blah. Like, wait, what?
It is.
I'm because sorry.
All the stupid lefties declared it a victory and then realized, oops.
What was it? They said the Falcons won the popular vote.
They were ahead for more quarters, so they should have won.
Yeah, that's right.
Which didn't someone make that same analogy?
Yes.
Who was that?
Lots of people did.
Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, I saw that in lots of different places.
Donald Trump Jr. was on Twitter, and he, they were predicting. The Falcons have a 91% chance of winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. And Donald Trump Jr. is like, where did I see this before?
I meant some sports figure who supports Trump was talking about Hillary winning the popular vote. Yeah. And he said, popular vote's bullshit. It doesn't matter how many, it was a football analogy. I'm talking about, it doesn't matter how many yards you run. It's how many touchdowns you score.
Right.
If you got the biggest score at the end of the game, you win. It doesn't matter if the other team ran more yards or scored more downs. Nope. Guess what? Who got the most points wins.
Yep.
I used for baseball, you know, like you take the World Series, right? So you can go you can go as many as seven games. So team A wins the first three games 1-0.
Right.
Team B wins the next four games. No, I'm sorry. Team A wins the first three games 10-0. Right. They score 30 points.
Right.
Team B wins the next four games 1-0.
Right.
They scored 4 points.
Right.
They win the World Series.
Right.
Because they won more games. They didn't score more points.
Right.
And that's there's your popular vote versus electoral college in a nutshell.
Yeah. And Hillary also lost the popular vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because popular vote doesn't exist.
Right.
Popular vote does not exist. And if we in fact counted on popular vote, she would have lost the popular vote.
Because
but she did lose the popular Trump vote. Just nobody gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit who won the popular vote, so nobody counted it.
Look at California. The margin by which she won the popular vote was completely contained in California.
Yep.
Which Trump would have been an idiot to campaign heavily and invest heavily in California. Mm-hmm. He'd have been an idiot. He wasn't going to win it no matter what he did. If he spent every dime he had,
California. California is two extremely crazy nodes surrounded by a bunch of normal. And
I don't know about normal. Less
extremely
crazy.
Extremely high, but normal.
Less crazy.
They smoked weed and then voted for Trump.
Oh, well, I think we've hit our limit.
What are you talking about? I just got started.
It's we're an hour and 5 minutes in, man.
You were
late to the party.
I was super late to the party. I'm going to go take a hot shower.
Yep.
After I finish this very stiff drink.
I remember what those days were like, Weird.
Did you get snow, Jay?
We did. We got approximately an eighth of an inch.
Okay. Does that even count?
I heard Raleigh got their shit hammered.
Good for them. We literally got there's nothing on the roads, nothing on the sidewalks. There's
Jay drank three Budweisers, stepped out on his front porch and peed the snow away.
Yeah, about there.
That's actually what we used to do on the boats when we'd get the snow is just someone grab the deck hose and just blah. Yeah.
Is that what they call it now? Deck hose.
Yes. Yeah. That's what they call it.
Excuse me, I gotta go break out the deck hose.
when we would get the snow, Brita, I know Alan doesn't, and I know Weird does. When you get snow when it's really cold and it's that super super fluffy stuff, mm-hmm. I have cranked up the leaf blower.
That was the snow we had.
Oh no,
I wouldn't do that because, your beard would take an hour to thaw out. Like an hour in a hot shower. It would be like when they thaw out the Boston Garden at the end of hockey season. It's literally be an all day affair just to get the ice off of your body. And you would need to stand in the warm of your house for 25 minutes just to unzip your coat.
I've had that happen.
You know what just always amazes me is places like Virginia and Maryland, when they get snow, they go out and they sweep the snow.
Yep.
What? That's like crazy talk to me.
Well, I shovel because I have a shovel.
I will take out the broom if we just get like a nice dusting, and I'll just sweep my front porch because I've never actually heard of anyone say it happens. Everyone says, oh my God, you've got to shovel out the front of your house because if your mailman slips and breaks his neck, they're going to sue you.
Yeah.
Everyone says that. I've never, ever heard of.
No.
And to be fair, my mailman doesn't even walk up onto my porch. He just walks up underneath my mailbox and throws the mail in.
No, well, if it's bad enough, they won't come up to your door. I mean, if it's like you're
actually
three
today,
feet
we didn't,
to your,
we didn't, we didn't
know.
Get mail.
Oh,
if wow. I slipped and fell, I'd shit in your mailbox.
to be fair, 90% of the mail we get is just garbage anyway. So yeah. I suspect they looked at it and said, none of this shit will be missed.
Yeah.
I'll just wait till tomorrow.
Yep.
That whole neither rain nor sleet nor whatever, that doesn't apply anymore. That's so last century.
That only applies to Amazon.
Yeah, which is, you know what's funny is I get deliveries, I get the U.S. Post Office delivering Amazon packages on Sunday.
On Sunday, yep.
Yeah, it's the weird, we see that too, the mail truck, the human truck, the Hugh Person truck.
What are you talking about? I see it's balls dragging.
It's got truck nuts. You truck see it driving to the neighborhood on Sunday, like, what? And they're delivering Amazon.
Yep.
All right, then. Well, we'll be back.
All right, then.
Everybody have a good weekend.
And just so you know, we've also just had, like, at least as far as I know in my life, the first postal reduction.
Yeah.
What?
It went from 49 cents a stamp.
Yeah, I just got rooked on a book of forever stamps.
Yeah, you lost money.
Oh, I didn't know
the
that.
The price of stamps went down?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Very few people did, because who the fuck sends a letter anymore?
Right, yeah.
I'm one of those few people that, like, doesn't want to, like, pay my credit card by bank transfer.
I do the same thing.
There's a couple of things I still send a mail for, but it's maybe like two a month, if that.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not confident enough in the online banking security, and I blame Borpatch for that.
Was he an evil hacker?
Or no, just you know, a guy who's stories. Done what he's a guy who's done what he's done. When he says I won't do it, I'm like, okay, good enough for me.
Yep, that's true. You
know, he wasn't, you know, he's serious computer security, and he's like, yeah, I wouldn't trust it. And I'm like, okay, good enough for me. I'll write a check and put it in the mail every month.
Well, but you trust the postal system for your check to get there?
For the most part. More than Jay
doesn't
Russian.
Trust his crock pot not to burn his house down, or his instant pot to blow his house up.
Here's the thing, Jay. For most people, well, how do I phrase this?
For you people, that's
unless,
how you phrase it.
Unless you are a target.
Yeah.
And if you take reasonable precautions, you're okay doing online banking.
Yeah, for the most part. I get that. A lot of it is just institutional inertia. It's I've always written checks, and no, I do have a good number set up to go to a credit card.
Yeah. Well, for instance, that's what I do. I have everything have everything auto billed to a credit card, and then I just pay the credit card.
Yeah, and a lot of it is like my electric bill and stuff. I'm just lazy.
Yeah.
I'm just too lazy to go through.
You know what's really crazy? We have an Amazon credit card that doesn't exist in reality.
Oh, that's just...
Isn't that fucked up?
Oh, didn't get it. You don't have a card?
There's no card.
The future, man.
There's no card. It's just we buy the Amazon stuff. It goes onto our Amazon credit card that we applied for, and it gives us like whatever percentage off, off of Amazon and only Amazon. And guess what? We don't care because we can't charge anything else to it. I guess technically we might be able to because we've got numbers and stuff for it. So I might be able to go on like Brownells and enter my Amazon credit card number into it. But really, it just sits on Amazon of just the when I hit the pay button, it goes onto the Amazon credit card and then they send us a bill.
Huh.
And there's no card.
Weird.
It's like your mind gets on your mind, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. We got to go.
Okay. All right. Good night,
y'all. Good night,
everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.